Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Yo.
Share Funny, y'all.
Yo. What's happening?
Hey, Share Funny happening? Can't start until I change
the logo behind me.
Yup. I got the wrong one. Hold on. I'm like the magic man right now.
Yeah, those logos behind us. That.
What the? That's, you want me to get it? Here. Ah.
I get so many comments about those logos behind us like that. They say that makes the show.
They wouldn't know it's Share Funny without it.
Just makes it.
We're flooded with those. I have to delete some of them so we have room for other messages.
Rob, don't be a smartass.
Mailbox is full.
I actually have to change them today.
What, the logos?
Yeah.
Why?
Adam asked for some new ones, some different ones.
Oh.
You guys are going to have different ones on the TVs.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So we won't have ones that say Share Funny?
Well, I don't remember exactly what the email said, but there's going to be a different one over each of you. So.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yours is going to be a big derp. And you won't even know it.
I can't wait. I'll never have any idea what's happening behind me then.
Mm-hmm. It's big news here. Will and Jada spotted together for the first time since the Oscars slap. Oh, my God.
So you mean spotted together out in public?
Yeah.
But they've been together at home, right?
I don't know.
What
freaks. Oh, a bunch of freaks.
If you're Chris Rock, do you ever forgive? Do you ever come out and say, look, it's cool now, I forgive Will Smith? I might say something like, I forgive him, but I don't want to be around him. I don't like his ass.
But I didn't forget.
Yeah.
I would probably make it known that at some day, somewhere, when he least expects it, I'm going to get him back. But until then, we're cool.
Yeah.
We're cool, but yeah, I'm going to get him back one day.
But be aware, it's coming one day.
Yeah. And it's going to be a lot worse than he brought. Because I ain't scared to go to jail. I ain't scared. I heard something somebody said earlier, and it reminded me that I've gotten to where this is one of the things that I don't like to hear people say, because it's just, I think, overdramatic, is when they say they fell in love with something that is not a lover. You know,
so like, wait, what do you mean?
Like I fell in love with this painting.
Right.
I fell in love with it. Rather than just saying, I love this, or this is great, this is awesome, whatever. And it also makes me, and there may not be any reason for this, but just personally, when they say that they fell in love with a kid. You know, like, oh, we were at the adoption agency, and I just, that at that moment, I fell in love with him.
Yeah, I don't like that.
But they're saying a specific, like,
in that moment they realized like they loved him. So that's
right.
You know, why do you not like it, Rob?
It just sounds weird. I don't like it. I don't like the phrasing.
Because usually in love is something that is used to describe a romantic couple.
Yeah. A lover.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lover. I fell in love. That means you've got a lover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that it, because it used to never, it used to never be that way with anything else. Like you would never say that you were in love with something else other than someone with a romantic interest.
You would
that
say
started later on as a trendy thing to sound more dramatic. Like I can't, it's just not enough for me to say that I love this thing. I have to say that I fell in love with this thing. I fell in love with it.
Like you would say you love your kids,
yeah.
But you know the moment that you fell in love with your spouse.
Right.
Okay.
I'm not in love with my kids.
Got it. Yeah. You love a painting. You're not in love, so to speak, with the painting.
Right. And I didn't fall in love with radio, even though, you know, it's been a good career, and I've had a lot of great times in radio. I didn't fall in love with it, and I'm still not in love with it. And it's not radio, it's me. It's not that I'm afraid to fall in love. So, again, it's just something that, you know, I've seen a lot of people in radio get divorced, and I don't want to be that way. I don't want to jump in too soon and say that I'm in love with radio.
So you feel that way when people say they fell in love with the city as well? Like, that's when I fell in love with Seattle.
Yeah. It's not something that I'd want to punch them over, but.
That's good.
On the silly, dramatic scale of speaking, I'd put it about midway.
Okay.
Probably right below a guy saying, we're pregnant. Because I don't like that. We're pregnant. Maybe below. I'm a pet parent.
Gosh,
I think that's on up there a little bit.
I hate that, and I hate when Meredith calls herself the dog's mom, or calls me the dog's dad. And I go no. Every time no. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, because I did not fall in love with her canine mother. Dog's mom. The dog's mom let her go.
That's why I am referred to, Rob, as Toby's best friend.
Oh, that's fine.
I had to say I don't want to be called Toby's dad.
So what is your wife, Ace? Is she mommy or mom?
To Toby?
To Toby.
Mom.
Mom.
Yeah. Yeah, she's Toby's mom. That's the way she sees it. And I am Toby's best friend, which I'm cool with because he's a very good friend.
What about Toby's biological mother? What happened with her?
I don't know.
Did Amanda have her killed so she could take over?
Maybe so. Amanda bought Toby and, you know, pulled him from the clutches of his biological mother.
Mm-hmm. Right. So she's more of Toby's captor than his mom.
In a way, if you wanted to get technical about it, yes.
Because she took him from his mom.
But she did pay somebody for it. So it
was okay, so she bought him on the black market.
She bought him from, God, what's this guy's name? Dennis or something like that? Like Dennis's Basset Hounds or something like that? Oh, yeah.
Dennis's Basket of Bassets.
Yeah, it's something like that. Dennis's Basset Hounds or something like that.
We're pregnant. No, we're not.
Yeah, I don't like that we're pregnant either. Because to me, it takes away a little bit from the, for lack of a better term, it takes a little bit away from what the mom is going through.
Well,
and only the mom is actually pregnant. We're going to be having a baby. We're going to be having a child join us. We're having a child, but, you know, she's the only one who's pregnant.
All right. For me, it's just the idea of saying something that is impossible and stupid.
Well, in this day and age, under the current circumstances, can you say that a man can't be pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
I think so, too. But, you know, a lot of people would say that would get you canceled.
Yeah.
for being ignorant or something.
Right. I've never been pregnant.
I've never been pregnant either. I'm with you.
My son asked me the other day, he goes, is somebody saying, is when a guy says, we had our first kid at blah, blah, blah. He goes, is that the same in your book as a guy saying we're pregnant? And I said, no, because you have the baby mm-hmm. together. You don't birth it together, but you have it there from day one together. So that's not the same as a husband saying we're pregnant or we gave birth. Just, I don't know. No more than, you know, we giving birth to an animal.
Yeah.
I hear that all the time.
What?
Yeah, as his pet mom, as his mom, I remember the day I gave birth to the golden doodle. It was almost euphoric for me. The day that the doctor handed him to me after I had spent 12 hours in labor. No, I've never. Hey, if I heard that, I would actually call the authorities.
Something weird.
And have them taken. Like, for, hey, this person needs help. I bet you Alexis, though, would say that she gave birth to her cat in a former life or something.
No way.
I bet you she would.
No.
If she had, no. If she had enough shrooms on her pizza.
Even Alexis. No.
What is it? They're saying now that Aaron Rodgers, you know, he says he had all this great breakthrough right. and all this by taking hallucinogens and all. Now they're saying these other celebrities are following suit and they're going to get hallucinogenic drugs. I don't get how that changes somebody's outlook in life on things. If you just go get blitzed out of your mind and you hallucinate.
That's not the first person we've heard about doing that, right?
Yeah, but I don't understand it.
What is it, the ayahuasca or whatever?
Ayahuasca, yeah.
That's in Wisconsin.
It's one of those cities in Wisconsin.
It does sound like it. It does.
He said the
ayahuasca, Wisconsin.
His ayahuasca retreat gave him, oh, God dang. Sorry, I'm trying to read it and ads keep popping up. Quote, a deep and meaningful appreciation for life, end quote. And that I came back and knew I was never going to be the same. That's a quote also. He said he believed the experience paved the way for his success last year.
I just read something. I didn't know that ayahuasca was a drink.
I don't know.
I didn't either. But apparently he did... you know, check to make certain that it was not a part of the NFL's drug policy, so he wouldn't have any type of positive test that would keep him from playing. As opposed to that, the baseball player for the San Diego Padres, who apparently took some type of medicine for ringworm and just tested positive for PEDs, and he got suspended for 80 games. He just signed a $143 million contract last year, and now he's suspended for 80 games.
So the... a cream or whatever,
yeah,
had steroids in it.
The
or something?
Cream had some type of steroid in it that had he just given it to his trainer and said, "Hey, would you check this out for the team?" They mm-hmm. would have told him, flagged it. You know, no, he just took it without thinking, and now that's just his story.
Yeah,
and the team has all but come out and said they might as well have just they fell just short of going, "We're really pissed off about this." They said about you know how it's a flaw in his judgment and they question his character and blah blah blah.
How bad must his ringworm be if he needed that much medicine for it? Unless it was just a little spot, and just that little spot was enough to get that into his system.
I guess just that little spot was enough to get it into his system.
You know it's a fungus, right? Ringworm.
I don't know much about
it. And it's contagious. Mm-hmm.
Itching skin disease.
Yeah. And it looks they call it ringworm because the way the it breaks out or shows up in the skin. Oh. Looks like a little worm in the shape of a ring.
Oh, athlete's foot is ringworm. I didn't know
that. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
that's I'm gonna close this tab because it's gross looking.
Yeah. Not to mention it's the name they give it makes it sound even worse than what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something called Clostebol, C-L-O-S-T-E-B-O-L, is an ingredient in skin creams and also an effective muscle-building anabolic agent.
Well, I'm going to get some ringworm cream. I'm put it all over myself.
Some other claims that have to do with this particular stuff. A Dutch cyclist who blamed a failed drug test on his father-in-law who fed him pigeon pie.
Ooh.
Purportedly made from doped-up racing pigeons. The German runner who claimed his nandrolone positives came from someone surreptitiously injecting it into his toothpaste.
Rob, look at this ringworm all over this old man's ass.
Oh, God, oh. Why? That's so gross. And I was like, huh?
Oh, that's terrible. Don't.
Oh, beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Don't put that in the camera, please. This is going on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. This is a still from YouTube.
Mm.
Oh, wait, I hit. Oh, I don't want the videos. Stop.
That's where I draw the line. I don't want to see it in action.
Ryan, stop. Oh, okay. Ringworm? I thought you said kingworm. But anyway. I think all this hallucinogen stuff is bad business. I don't know why. It just seems wrong to me.
A lot of people claim it's a very natural way to flush out your system and you know, be in touch with your body and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, I don't know. Is ayahuasca from Mother Earth?
I don't know. But a lot of people claim a lot of things. You know. I need that on a t-shirt. A lot of people claim a lot of things.
That's great.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
You know, Riggins isn't here today, but he's always talking about how he gets mad whenever he thinks that the cashier is judging what he's buying.
Right.
Like judging him for whatever he's checking out. And they did this, they had this conversation online the other day. And they were talking about things that people feel like, or that cashiers actually do judge you for your purchases, what you're buying. So there's the thread online was talking with cashiers about the purchases that they've judged people for. And they said one was parents who buy booze and cigarettes, but scream at their kids to put bottles of juice or candy back. No problem at all with that.
Maybe those kids don't need that juice or candy.
Yeah, they don't need it. And because of the kids is why I'm going to need the liquor.
Right.
One cashier said a young male customer was once buying various junk food and children's flu medicine. And when the total came up, he was short. So he put the medicine back.
Well, that's terrible.
But it was for him.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't for his kids.
Well, then.
Yeah.
That's his business.
One cashier said they judge when you buy lottery tickets. And this is just a jealousy kind of thing, though. This is especially when you're buying more lottery tickets, what it costs in lottery tickets is what they would make in 2 weeks working at the counter.
What? How many times does that happen?
Mm-hmm.
If you make $250 every 2 weeks, let's say, I'm just picking a round number,
How many times have people come in and buy more than $250 in lottery tickets? That seems highly unlikely.
They judge when you buy expensive premium bottled water. And not because they just think it's a waste of money, but they're also throwing in, you know, how angry they get at the plastic waste.
Oh, okay.
It's the same plastic waste
with whether you buy any bottled water, right?
Yeah. Anything in a large amount. One cashier said a person came in and bought 15 cases of Red Bull and also looked like they were 12. Okay. Well, a lot of this cashiers just need to mind their business.
They're just judgy.
A cashier at a pet store said that they judge people who buy their pet the cheapest, trashiest food there is.
Maybe that's all they can afford.
One person that works at a movie theater said they judge people who bring their kids to R-rated movies.
Agreed.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. A McDonald's cashier wonders about people who order a coffee with 10 or more sugars.
Good Lord. Wow. That's a lot. I think I might be slightly judgmental of that, too.
Starbucks cashier admits judging people who buy their kids double chocolate chip frappuccinos at 8 a.m. I wonder what time would be better. You know, anyone buying circus peanuts? Now I'm judging them on that too. Just because they're so disgusting.
They're kind of orange. Yeah. They just look. I don't even know what they taste like. I'm sure I had that when I was little, but they just look so disgusting.
Yeah, I would have to say, oh, you like these things?
That's a good one.
Bizarre combinations. They say this is one of the best ones when they judge you on the combination. Like Riggins said, that the cashier said he had beer and chips and something else. And she said, oh, you having a picnic? Yeah. No, just, you know, he got upset. Let's see. One person said an older gentleman brought up a large glass jug of red wine and the biggest tube of KY that they carried and two potatoes. Give me a jug of wine, some KY, and two potatoes.
I've got the largest jug of red wine, the largest thing of KY, and two potatoes. About to go down.
You just have to hope.
And the options are endless.
Yeah. Hey, I would have had to ask him, dude.
What's with the potato?
What are you doing with the potato?
Got to carb up.
They said this one lady had a feminine deodorant spray, Summer's Eve, and a can of bug spray and a fly swatter.
Surely that's not all related.
Wow. You would hope.
You hope not.
What you going to do with those potatoes?
Yeah, I
know what the other stuff's for. Yeah. What's the potatoes for?
I think they do judge you, not as much as you think, or we think. You know, I think a lot of times they don't even pay attention to what you're ordering. They're moving. But there are like those cases. You know, a big jug of red wine, a big jug of KY, and or tube of KY and two potatoes. That's an odd combo.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even care, though.
I wouldn't either, like, but I would
Riggins,
like to know.
When Riggins gets all upset about it, mind your business, you know, with the cashiers and all. I mean, you know, the only thing is that chances are they may know who I am.
Yeah.
So when I have to buy Preparation H or something like that, but the, even then, I'm like, well, I talk about that on the radio, so. But then they, you know, they have to touch it and put it in a bag.
Okay, so what's wrong with that?
I don't know.
See, it smells weird.
Yeah, I touched TJ's hemorrhoid cream today. But
I like to preempt, you know, it.
As long as I wasn't wearing it.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I just like to preempt it. You know, just saying, throwing something out there, like you put the jug of wine and the KY up there, and like, about to get real.
Two giant russets.
just to throw them off. You don't want to know about those potatoes. I wouldn't even ask if I were you.
Just to make them uncomfortable.
Two large baking potatoes.
Okay, sir.
I was looking at the thread, and there's another one. I bought toilet paper and laxatives at the same time, and the cashier started giggling at me.
He's sitting there. I hope I need the paper.
I'm like, planning ahead.
At least she says something like, "Well, hey, it's good you got a positive attitude."
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. I'm going through a lot of this. But I think sometimes, you know, with Riggins, it's that people are just trying to make conversation and they don't have, you know, the great, you know, opening gambit, you know, and saying things like, "Oh, you're late today," when he gets home. "Mind your business."
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, when I worked in the retail stores, they always told us to start with small talk.
Mm-hmm.
But I was trying to sell people stuff. It's a little different when they're just coming deep to you with things. I don't know if they require that there.
Mm-hmm.
I sucked at that.
You sucked.
I was so bad at the small talk. They're like, don't bring up weather. You can bring up sports teams.
They teach that in speech classes and all. The weather is the least amount of work one can put into an opening gambit for a conversation.
Oh, the weather out there.
Hot enough for you? Hey, you didn't bring this rain with you, did you? No, they said I always start with money and politics and religion.
Yeah. How about that Trump? Wow. And then you see which way they go with it.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny Podcast.
There's Megan here on our Facebook page that said, "I feel judged by cashiers every week at the grocery store." I won't say which one. Oh, someone's having a large party. She said, "No, I have a husband, a 20-year-old son, and almost 17-year-old. Oh, who cooks every day? Really, cashier? I do, because we live too far out of the country to go to every meal." Yeah, but that's not bad judging.
No.
That's more like, "Man, you got a lot of stuff here." Good.
I think it's people just trying to make conversation and all that.
I mean, there's a difference in that to me. There's a difference in that and then being judged because you're buying a big jug of wine, a big tube of KY, and two potatoes. It's like two totally different scenarios there, I would think.
I think that's better than when they ask, "Did you find everything okay? Like, if I didn't, you're going to go find it for me right now?"
They might.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah, that's what they want to know.
Oh, God. That would be
Hang on a minute. I've actually done it before where I was about to check out, and then I asked the person, because I didn't see anybody else around. I said, "Hey, I was looking. Can you look up and see if y'all have this," whatever it was. And he looked it up on the computer, and he said, "Yeah, we should. We're supposed to have right over here on this aisle," and then sent somebody to go look for it.
Yeah, I had the opposite. I got to the counter one day at a store and had a shirt, and it had no tag on it. And so the guy said, "This one doesn't have a tag." I said, "Oh, okay." I said, "I didn't pay attention. I just grabbed the one that was on the, you know, on the top." "I'll run get one." She was like, "Oh, thanks." It's like, okay.
We're just going to have a standoff here.
I didn't know. It's like, okay, so I guess I'm going to go back and run get one while all these people behind me wait in line. Okay.
I think maybe the younger generation,
man, what are we doing?
Aren't you know, the full phone in your hand 24 hours a day generation.
Yeah.
Misses out on the proper way to engage a stranger in a conversation and things like that. And that's what ends up happening. And the person just is trying to be friendly and all, and they don't know how because their social skills aren't honed to that sort of thing. Same with phone etiquette. You know, actually talking to a person on the phone, that was taught to us as a kid. You first thing you say when they answer is who you are. Hi, you know, Miss Smith, this is Donald Ray, and I was wondering if I could speak with whomever, you know. That was phone etiquette was always taught, and now when you don't have to talk on the phone that often, you miss out on that. Yeah. So interaction with a stranger becomes less and less. And so then you end up with, you know, things like, are you, you know, you cooking for a big party? And in turn, the other person who's not used to that growing up would be offended by it.
That makes sense.
I mean, that's how they get us. Taking away our communication skills. That's right. One of the ways they're coming after us.
Yeah, it's a nightmare for me to have to be on the phone. I don't want to...
You've said that before, Rob, that you really hate being on the phone.
Yeah. You had to call a store and say, hey, look, I'm looking for such and such product. Do y'all carry that? Do you have any in stock? You would die.
I hate it. Because, like, I make my cousin or Meredith do it when I'm with them. But when I'm with my friend, my best friend, he makes me do it. And I'm like, oh, God. But he's going to pay for whatever we're going to look for. So
if you're ordering food... and you can't do it on the internet or on an app, will you still call and place an order at a restaurant to be picked up?
I'm trying to think if I've done that.
Like, will you call a pizza place and say?
I think I would just find somewhere else to go.
Yeah,
probably.
So, for example, in my hometown in Pineville, Louisiana, I don't think that the BJ's Pizza there, the delicious BJ's Pizza, has an app or anything. You still have to call them. Or maybe we always call them because that's just what you do. But so you're saying you would just stop eating there?
I would just, I'd find somewhere else to go. Yeah. It wouldn't,
even if it's your favorite. If you love the food, you can order online.
I can't think of anywhere that I would, I mean, I don't like going through a drive-through and having to order at the speaker. I like when I can order it ahead now. Mm-hmm. I mean, like Taco Bell and Wendy's have gotten me so used to just pulling up and going, I got a mobile order for Rob. And then I just pull up to the window and that's it. Minimal interaction.
Mm-hmm. Again, that's what they want. The people who are taking over.
That's also what I want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, you know, you don't have to speak very much, in communist countries. So that's what they're going for.
So, I just found it out. You can't order online.
Oh, look
through their website.
At BJ's Pizza. So they do have an app.
Well, they have a website. Okay. You can order through their website. They don't have an app.
What about a mop?
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, that pizza is good, though. I love the BJ's Pizza back home. And I would order it. But then again, it doesn't relate to me because I grew up on the telephone.
Yeah.
Like, literally sitting on a telephone. Is how I grew up.
I mean, when I was in high school, I didn't have a cell phone either, so I was on the phone to do stuff then, but it's just come to the point where you don't have to do that, I would much prefer not to.
There are sometimes, Ace, I don't know if you've noticed this, but when the easier option is to do it what would be considered the old school way, but people would rather go and have it take longer and be more effort by doing it online somehow or another when the old way was faster and easier, but they just can't bring themselves to not use the technology that's there.
Right. I got it.
Like, I just can't face the thought of this technology being available. And even if it's not as efficient, I've still got to do it.
Yeah.
I can't go back and do it that way, because what if somebody finds out that I called in an order to a restaurant and I actually talked to a person My God, they would make fun of me for being old, especially since I'm, you know, at the top end of millennials, age-wise. Oh, my God. I can't ever let them find out. Always have to use the technology.
Yeah, I've probably been guilty of that just to avoid having to talk to somebody, but it doesn't bother me that much to call and just and look for something and ask somebody something.
You know what? That's the beauty of calling in an order to a Chinese restaurant. They don't want to chit chat with you.
Right.
They don't want to know how your day is going. They don't, you know, they just want, what is your order? You know, this, this, and this. Yeah. And they'll go, this, this, and this? Yes. 15 minutes.
Boom. Done. You're See done. You later.
I love that.
Yeah.
And to your point, though, I got Chinese for dinner last night. Didn't talk to a single person.
Order online.
But do you know how many Southern people had to get used to that and not get all upset because they were being rude? I hate calling. I love their food, but they are so rude. Like, no, they're not. They're just busy. But I also, I kind of get paranoid the other way. Like if I'm doing the self-checkout or whatever at the grocery store and something glitches and it's not my fault, then I start worrying, hey, look, I'm not an old guy who doesn't know how to use the technology. I know what's going on. I always have to go overboard explaining. I do this all the time. I've never wanted to be the old guy that doesn't know how the technology works. There's got to be something. I did this. I didn't do it wrong. Something else happened.
Here's
They're
the
like, calm down, sir.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I just have to reset it.
I'm with you, but that happens within my own house.
Oh, yeah.
If I have a problem with anything, ordering online, doing something online, it's always because I'm too old to understand how to work it. Mm-hmm. Do you think I've never ordered something online before? Do you think I've never used an app? I'm asking you. I'm having an issue with this. It keeps resetting or whatever the case might be. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not because I'm too stupid to use it. If I was too stupid to use it, I would say, hey, I don't know how this works. Show me how this works. Mm-hmm. It always seems to be, I'll do it because it's not as hard as you're making it out to be. Okay, because I'm a moron. Because I'm the old guy.
Yeah, but it'll be like that forever with your marriage.
Yep. Forever.
Because everything that you do that that isn't just right, she can blame on you being so much older than she is.
100%.
Even when she's old.
Yeah.
You're going to be that much older, and so.
Well, I mean, chances are she'll never even be old.
She won't be old?
But not before I die.
Oh.
I mean, what's
that's what you say? Chances are she's never going to get old.
Yeah, she'll be old, but I'll be dead. Mm. I mean, at best, 20 years. I'll be 74, 75. She'll be 50, 51. I don't consider that to be old, but, you know.
No, I definitely don't.
Dead or in hell at that point.
By 75, you think you'll be gone?
Yeah.
You know, they'll be patting you in the face with a shovel.
I love that expression. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
So, Ace, what did you do this weekend?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No, I laid low. Well, I laid low, remember? I was playing around the house all weekend. So what did I do? What did I do Friday? I did something on Friday.
Ski ball?
No. No, I went, and then Saturday, no, I didn't do anything Friday. Amanda wasn't feeling great, so we just stayed around the house Friday all evening. And then Saturday, we walked up to a little place and had some dinner and came back and watched a movie. And then yesterday, I just did stuff around the house all day.
What movie did you watch?
What did we watch? It was terrible. I don't know the name of it.
Never mind.
No, it was terrible. Gosh, I can't think of the name of it. There were two to choose from. One of them was, golly, I'm drawing a blank on the movie. One of them was the movie you recommended, but it was like 2.5 hours long. What was it that you recommended last week that you said was so good? And I said, well, it is 2.5 hours. She said, well, we can pick it up and watch it.
It was a movie that I recommended?
Elvis.
The Elvis
movie. We had the Elvis movie or this other one. Well, I can't think of what the other one was. It was something that Amanda said, this looks pretty good. I said, okay, great. I said, we'll watch that if you want to watch that. That's fine. She said, I'm kind of tired. I might fall asleep, whatever. And it was about 1.5 hours long. And about 45 minutes into it, it started Winona Ryder. They go to a camp. There are two people already at the camp when they get there. And
Is it a new movie?
Yeah, it was on Netflix. I can't think of the name of it. That's how little I cared about the movie. It was, I mean, about 30 minutes in, I was like, I don't understand this, where we're going with this. And about 45 minutes in, Amanda admitted, this is not a good movie. And about 1 hour in, we decided, I just don't want to watch this anymore.
It's called Gone in the Night?
Gone in the Night. That's it.
And was it Winona Ryder and then another female lead in it? Was it?
It's two couples.
Two couples.
Yeah, okay. So two couples. And they get to a camp or a cabin that they've rented.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another couple already there. And they decide to go ahead and spend the night. And when Winona Ryder wakes up the next morning, nobody's in the cabin. She goes walking down the trail to find them. And it turns out the guy has run off with the other woman. And Eric Roberts is in it. And she ends up connecting with Eric Roberts. And they're trying to find this woman to find out what happened to the guy. Why they, why he ran off and left her. And I don't know.
It could have been very sexy, though. It was the setup of it there.
It could have been. It was not. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Then I was upset, like, damn, we could have been watching the Elvis movie.
How much is the Elvis movie on when you rent it or whatever?
I think it's like $20 still.
Yeah, I thought it was expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, but it's one of those, you get it for 48 hours or something like that for $20.
Yeah, it seems like it's 48 hours long. Right. I mean, it's a long one.
And that's why we didn't end up doing it, because she said, I'm kind of tired. I might fall asleep. And I said, well, I don't want you to fall asleep and have to pick it up in the middle. Then if you fall asleep, I would have to stop watching. I don't want to do that. So we opted for the Winona Ryder, which I thought she would like, but it was terrible.
Yeah, and the thing about that Elvis movie is I was just like, oh, wow, thank God. Tom Hanks finally found something that he could do a decent job of.
Yeah.
So how many years have we been waiting for that?
For him to really fulfill his potential?
Yeah, so he did a decent job on that.
But that was the extent of my weekend.
I was trying to convince my brother to buy the Elvis movie so I could watch it. He, like I told you last week, he loves Elvis. He's got them all over the wall.
So you'd had to watch it in a beanbag, though, right?
No, because I have access to his movies.
We share
an iTunes. Yeah. We're in an iTunes family thing.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's your big ass family. You got a million things to choose from. Your cousins and all on it too. No, it's your nieces and nephews.
It only holds up to 5 people. Oh. Like Apple knew they need to put a limit on it, I'm sure.
Yeah. So who were the first ones in your family to move from Michigan to the South? Is it your parents?
Well, my dad was born here, and then they moved up to Michigan, but then he and my mom were the first ones to move back.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did he move back because he wanted to be here, or did work?
I think it was for a job.
For a job.
For a job. Yeah.
And where are your mom's roots?
In Michigan.
Michigan. Yeah. Okay. So, so your dad is a true Southerner.
Yes.
Born and raised here.
Yeah, his side of the family's from here. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, most of the rest of his family's from Michigan, I think.
So how old was he when he moved to Michigan?
That I don't know exactly, but he went to high school in Michigan at the very least.
Okay.
So.
All right. So.
Wow. Yeah, that's pushing it. That's a lot of time in Michigan. Yeah. But anyway, so your parents came back, and then did any of their siblings come with them? See, that's the way it always works.
Yeah. My dad's brother moved down here and lived the rest of his life down here, basically. Mm-hmm.
Now, did your dad get him a job down here, and that's why he moved down here?
I don't think so.
Your dad just told him, it's awesome down here. You should come.
I guess so. I mean, Everybody just wants to get out of Michigan, honestly.
Yeah. Well, it's just mainly that's the way it always works with people from the north when they move south.
Mm-hmm.
They bring the whole family with them sooner or later.
Yeah, and what I thought was an aunt and an uncle also came with my parents, but they were just friends.
They're bringing people from outside the family.
When did you find out they weren't really an aunt and an uncle?
I mean, I was probably a teenager when they're like, yeah, that's just our, they moved here. We just call them Aunt Rosemary and Uncle Danny. Oh, okay. I thought they were really my aunt and uncle.
You had no idea for years?
Yep. It was my mom's best friend and my dad's best friend.
And they married?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think they were their best friends. Yeah. They were already married and they met.
Okay.
So.
Mm-hmm. But you never hear it the other way. Like a person from the south.
Moving to the north.
Getting a job up, let's say in Delaware.
Yeah.
Or New Hampshire. And then sending word back down to the south to home and saying, hey, it's great up here. Y'all need to move up this way.
Hey,
there's so much up here y'all would like.
You'd love Detroit. Come on up.
Yeah.
All right.
It's never, ever like that.
That's true. It's never like that. West, mm-hmm. yes. South, yes. Never north.
Right. But, I mean, it should be a requirement if you come from an area outside the south and you set up your home in the south and this is where you want to live and raise your kids and all of that, then before you're allowed to let other family members come in, they have to sign an agreement to not vote the way they voted to mess up the city that they're in up north.
I just saw somebody posted about that.
Don't mess up what we got.
I saw a post about that over the weekend, or maybe it was last week. Somebody was talking about the people that had moved into Texas,
mm-hmm.
and yet now they're trying to change laws in Texas. This is the very thing you got away from.
Exactly.
That's why you liked it Taxes, here, because the way we do it thing. Now. Why are you messing with it? You know.
It's because it's their religion.
Yeah, it's
because they don't have God.
Yeah, it's the very thing that undoes what you liked about a certain place.
Non-Southerners don't have God, so. Their voting way is their religion.
That is a very broad brush you're painting with.
I've never met anybody who's not Southern that believed in God.
You've never met one person.
Not one person.
Who was not Southern who believed in God.
Nope, not today.
Well, I have. I'll say that.
But I've met you. I've met you before.
Yeah.
But I haven't met anybody today.
Yeah, my whole family is Catholic
mm-hmm.
in the North.
I know, but like I said, I haven't met anyone today. From outside the South that believes in God.
Okay. You mean just this the day that is August 15th?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So the latest statistics show.
They refresh every single day. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you don't ever hear the phrase godless Southerner, I'll tell you that. But there is such thing as a godless Yankee. You hear that every day from me. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. But no, I haven't met one today.
Did Jody ever live in Indiana or just for brief?
6 weeks.
6 weeks. Okay.
Right. So right after 6 weeks when they moved.
Yeah. So what was their reason for moving to Louisiana?
Job.
Okay.
And to get my father-in-law away from the friends that he was hanging out with and up to no good with in his hometown.
He was a little wild.
Yeah.
That's a shocker.
Mm-hmm.
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, he had a new baby. He had to get with it.
Yep.
So he moved to Louisiana, and Jody's grandfather got him a job in the insurance business, and that's the job that he was in up until he retired and made a big success of himself.
So it was his father-in-law that got him the job?
Yeah, because Jody's grandfather was in insurance as well. He just retired, though, by the time you and I met him.
Yeah.
He had retired.
I didn't realize that he was
in the insurance business. Mm-hmm. But still, Indiana people.
Well, they were adults when they moved, so they're
right. Yeah. I don't have anything with them.
She was young enough to still be counted as a Southerner. Just 6 weeks.
Exactly. Yeah, she couldn't even talk yet. Yeah. So,
She was all right.
So we got her.
The Sheriff Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Sheriff Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.